So let's review. The Gemara cites a brisa with the source for the Mishnah's halacha of habala aim val esha sa'av biskila. The pasuk of Einish and Parshas Kedoshim states, "V'isha sheyishkav eshes aviv ervas aviv gila, mais yumsu shneim demeim bam." The word ish minimizes prat lekatan. A katan does not get misa for znus with eshes aviv. The following are included in the words eshes aviv, bein eshes aviv shehi imay, ubein eshes aviv shelo imay. His father's wife that was also his mother, and his father's wife that was not his mother, a stepmother. However, this does not include imay she'ena eshes aviv, his mother that was not his father's wife. This is derived through Xerishava from the Einish to the Azhara. The pasuk here of Einish states, Ervas Aviv Gila. And the pasuk of Azhara in Parshas Achri states, Ervas Avicha the Ervas Imcha Leisa Gali Imchahi. Just like the Lav includes Imai that was not Eshes Aviv, as the pasuk specifies, Ervas Imcha, so too the Einish also includes Imai She'ena Eshes Aviv. The words Mais you must refer to Skila, because there's Xerishava to Avi Adaini, as the pasuk here concludes with Demeyam Bam. And the pasuk of Avi Adaini says, Be'evin Yirgimu Oisam Demeyam Bam. Malhalan Beskila Afkam Beskila. The Gemara continues, Einish Shemanu Azhar Minayin. And the source for the Lav of Habo Alaim, and that one who transgresses Beshagi brings a Karban Chatas, is in the pasuk of Azhar and Parshas Achrei. Ervas Avicha Ve'ervas Imcha Leisa Gala Imchahi. And Ervas Avicha refers to Eshes Avicha, father's wife, but not to Avicha Mamish, relations with a father himself, because the above mentioned Gezer Shava of Ervas Aviv, Ervas Avicha, Malahalan Be'ishas HaKasim Medaber, Afkan Be'ishas HaKasim Medaber. Just like the Einish refers to Eshes Avicha, so to the Lav refers to Eshes Avicha. Now, this Lav includes Bein Eshes Aviv Shehi Imai, Bein Eshes Aviv She'ena Imai. And the Lav for Imai She'ena Eshes Aviv is in the following words, Ervas Imcha Leisa Gali. And the pasuk concludes with imchahi. The excessive words imchahi teach mishum imay at mechayva viyat mechayva mishum eshesav. If she was both his mother and his father's wife, he brings only one karban chatas for imay, but not for eshesav. This is Rabbi Huda's opinion in the Mishnah. The Chama, however, disagree and say chayvala mishum eim or mishum eshesav. He brings two karbanas chatas, one for imay and one for eshesav, because they hold there is no gzeres shava of ervas aviv, ervas avicha. And therefore, Ervas Avicha Leisigali refers to Avicha Mamish, but not to Eshes Aviv. And although there's already a Lav of Ezachar Leitishkav, L'chayev Olav Shtayim. This passage teaches that with a father there are two Asaras, and therefore two Gabanas. And according to the Chachamim, the Lav for Eshes Aviv is in the next pasuk, Ervas Eshes Avicha Leisigali. And since there is no Gezer Shava, the Einish for Imay She'ena Eshes Aviv is through the words Imchahi. Asa hakasav li'imay she'ena eshes aviv ki imay shehi eshes aviv. The pasuk considers imay that was not eshes aviv like imay that was eshes aviv, and therefore there is an einish like imay shehi eshes aviv. Regarding the lav for eshes aviv l'achar misa, his father's wife even after his death, according to Behuda, the lav is in the next pasuk, ervas eshes avicha leisigali. While according to the chachamim, this pasuk was already used for b'chaye aviv, and therefore the lav is in the pasuk's ending, ervas avichahi. While Rabbi Huda holds Ervas Avicha he comes to minimize Mishum Eshes Avat Mechayva Viat Mechayva Mishum Eshes Ish. For his father's wife, there is only one Chatas for Eshes Av, but not also for Eshes Ish. While the Chachamah hold the Ka'ar Mishnah, Habol Eshes Av, Chay Mishum Eshes Av, U Mishum Eshes Ish. Regarding the Einish for Eshes Av V'Achar Misa, according to Rabbi Huda, the Einish is derived from the Gzer Shava of Ervas Aviv Ervas Avicha, while according to the Chachamim, that there is no Gzer Shava, the Einish is derived from the passing in Parshas Kedoshim, Ervas Aviv Gila. The next Mishnah proceeds to elaborate on the list in the previous Mishnah, the Eluhein Haneskalim, the transgressions that are punishable with Skila. It's like the Mishnah Habala Zachar V'Ala Behema, V'Isha Mavias Behema B'Skila. If a man had relations with another man, or if a man or woman had relations with an animal, both the person and the animal are punished with skila. The Mishnah asks, Im adam chata behema machata? Only the person sinned, but the animal did not sin. If so, why is it stoned? The Mishnah answers, El lafisha bola adam takal al yada, because the animal was the cause of the person's transgression. Or dava achar shleitehe behema iveris beshuk v'yemri zuhi sheniskal plainly al yada. If the animal was to remain alive, this would cause embarrassment to the person, as people will point and say this animal caused so-and-so to be stoned. Therefore the pasuk requires that the animal also be stoned. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa with the source for habala zachar b'skila. The pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim states, v'isha sheyishkev ezachar mishke b'isha, te'eva asu shneyem moisu masu demeim bam. Ish, prat lekatan. A minor boy does not receive misa for znus with a zachar. As zachar, ben gadol ben katan. An adult gets misa for znus with another zachar, even if he was only a minor. Mishke ve'isha, sheshnei mishkaves pe'isha. One is liable for znus with a woman in two ways, kedarka and shalei kedarka, natural and unnatural. And although the pasuk refers to Mishkav Zachar, Rabbi Shmuel explains, "Hari zebol alamid benim tzolamid." Since the pasuk is not needed for his nus with a zachar, because it is always shalikadarka, the pasuk comes to teach that even for his nus with an isha, one is liable shalikadarka. The words "mois you must" refer to skila because there's a gzeres shava to ayviyudaini, as the pasuk here concludes the words "demayim bum," and the pasuk of ayviyudaini states "be'evin yigim oisim demayim bum." Malahal beskila, afkan beskila. And the source for the lav of Mishkav Zachar depends as follows. The lav for the sheikhib, the one who performed the act, is in the pasuk in Parshas Achre that states, "Vezachol leitishkav mishkav isha ta'evahi." And regarding the lav for the nishkav, the passive one, there is a machlekes. Rabbi Shmuel says the lav is in the pasuk liyeh kaddish b'mnei Yisrael. The word kaddish refers to nishkav because the pasuk of Malachim states, "Vegam kaddish haya ba'aretz asur kakala ta'evahs hagoyim asha hirish v'goymer." Kedush refers to a te'eva, and the pasuk of Einish in Parshas Kedushim states, "V'isha sheyishkav ezachar mishkav isha te'eva asur shneim." Mishkav zachar is also considered a te'eva. Therefore, just like the te'eva of Einish includes even the nishkav, so to the lav of liyakadish includes the nishkav. Rabbi Kiva says the lav for nishkav is in the same pasuk as sheichiv, "V'ezachar leitishkav mishkav isha kari bei loy tishachiv." The word tishkav must be pronounced tishachiv, which means the passive one. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa with the source for habal behema veisham avias behema biskila. The pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim states, "Veish hashayit nishchavte behema mois yumas v'esa behema taregu ish prat lekatan bebehema ben gedoyle ben katana." An adult gets misa for relations with a behema, even a very young animal. The words mois yumas refer to skila because there is a gzeres shava to mesis. The pasuk here concludes with v'esa behema taregu, and the pasuk of mesis states, "Ki harik targenu uskalta bavana bemes malahan biskila afkan biskila." Lamanu einish l'sheichiv, einish l'nishkav minolan. This pasuk is a source for sheichiv beskila, and the source for nishkav beskila is in the pasuk of Parshas Mishpatim called sheichiv mehema mois yumas. Emeina inin l'sheichiv tineu inin l'nishkav. Since the pasuk is not needed for sheichiv beskila because this was already derived from the pasuk above, this pasuk comes to teach nishkav beskila. Lamanu einish bein l'sheichiv bein l'nishkav asar minayin, and the source for the lav depends. The lav for sheichiv is in the pasuk in Parshas Achrei. And regarding the lav for nishkev, there is a machlekes. Revo says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, as before, the lav is in the pasuk liyeh kaddish b'mnei Yisrael. Since kaddish is considered a te'eva, and the pasuk in Parshas Achrei concludes with ki es kol te'eva se'ela asa anshei aretz, all the arayis which includes nus behema are considered te'eva. Then, but just like the te'eva of arayis includes even the nishkev, so to the te'eva of liyeh kaddish includes the nishkev. Abai disagrees and says that Loyiya Kaddish cannot be a source for Nishkav Lebehema, because Begavriksev. The pasuk refers only to humans but not to animals, and therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the law for Nishkav is in the same pasuk that refers to the Einish of Nishkav. And the Afk Rechmal Nishkav Loshan Sheikhiv, the pasuk calls Nishkav a Sheikhiv to make a heckish comparison from Sheikhiv to Nishkav. Masheikhiv Onish Vehizr, Av Nishkav Onish Vehizr. Just like for Sheikhiv there is an Einish and also a lav in the pasuk of Achol Behemel Lisitin Shechavtecha, so too for Nishkav there is an Einish and also a lav in the pasuk of Achol Behemel Lisitin Shechavtecha. All agree that according to Rabbi Kiva, the lav for Nishkav is in the same pasuk as Sheikhiv. In Lisitin Shechavtecha, the word Shechavtecha must be pronounced Shechivaseich, which refers to the Nishkav. The Gemara now proceeds with a discussion regarding sheichiv and nishkav. Haba'ala zachar behavior of zachar. If a male was both sheichiv and nishkav with another male b'shegig, Revo says, L'divri b'shmol chayiv shtayim. According to b'shmol, he must bring two karbanis because there are two lavin, one for sheichiv in the pasuk of leisishka, and one for nishkav in the pasuk of liyah kaddish. L'divri b'kiva in the chayiv al-achas. Well, according to b'kiva, he brings only one karban because there is only one lav for both sheichiv and nishkav in the pasuk of leisishka. Similarly, haba'ala behema behavior behema love. A person with both sheichiv and nishkav with an animal, Rabbi Vova says, L'divri b'shmol chayiv shtayim, one for sheichiv in the pasuk l'sitin shechavtecha, and one for nishkav in the pasuk liyah kaddish. While L'divri b'kiva in the chayiv al-achas, because there's only one law for both sheichiv and nishkav in the pasuk of l'sitin shechavtecha. While Abaye says, according to both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, in the chayiv al-achas, because there's only one law for both sheichiv and nishkav in the pasuk of l'sitin shechavtecha. Hanirvel ezachav hanirvel behema. If a male was nishkav to another male and to an animal, Rabbi Vova says, L'divri b'kiva chayiv shtayim, one for zach in the pasuk l'sishkev, and one for behem in the pasuk l'sitin shechavtecha. L'divri b'shmol in the chayiv l'achas, because there's only one law for nishkev with both zach and behema in the pasuk l'yir kaddish. Abai disagrees and says, Afilu divri b'shmol nami chayiv shtayim, one for zach in the pasuk l'yir kaddish, and one for behema in the pasuk v'chol behema l'sitin shechavtecha. Habala zachar behavi zachar alav. Habala behema behavi behema alav. If a male was both sheikhav and nishkav with the zachar, and he was also both sheikhav and nishkav with the behema, according to both Rebbe Vo and Abaya, the Rebbe Shmuel chayiv shalish, as Rashi explains. According to Rebbe Vo, Rebbe Shmuel chayiv shalish, one for sheikhav zachar in the pasuk of lisishkav, one for sheikhav behema in the pasuk of lisitin shechavtacha, and one for both nishkav lazachar lebehema in the pasuk of liyah kaddish. While according to Abaya, the Rebbe Shmuel chayiv shalish, one for Sheikh of Zachar in the Pasuk of Lisishkev, one for Nishkev LeZachar in the Pasuk of Liyah Kaddish, and one for both Sheikh of Nishkev LeBehema in the Pasuk of Lisit Nishachavtacha. And according to both Rebbe Vo and Abaye, Rebbe Kiva Chayiv Shtayim, one for both Sheikh of Nishkev LeZachar in the Pasuk of Lisishkev, and one for both Sheikh of Nishkev LeBehema in the Pasuk of Lisit Nishachavtacha.